If you got your message notes, we're going to return to seven rewards for praising God. And imagine the very things that come naturally to the children of God, He wants to reward us for doing that very thing. He's an amazing, amazing Heavenly Father that we have. I was reading an article this past week, and was talking about love. It says, your love for preaching isn't important. This is an article written for preachers, teachers, that your love for preaching isn't important. So you who are preachers, teachers, do you hear what this person is saying? Probably not. Because it kind of sat me up in my chair as I was reading that statement. He went on to say, what is important is whether you love the people to whom you're preaching or teaching. That's the most important thing, that you love the people to whom you're preaching and teaching. So those of you that do preach from this pulpit, and those of you who teach in the classrooms around this campus, I put it to you. Have you ever thought about that? Are you just putting together a lesson? Or are you thinking through, who is it I'm actually speaking to? The hims and the hers. And how do I really feel about them? I hope you understand that Kathy and I love you. Very few pastors stay at a particular church much beyond 3.5 to 4 years. You have been plagued with me for 37 years. And we've had discussions. We've had sincere discussions. We've had some disagreements. But we're still together because of that love. I am going to miss Christine when she goes on vacation this coming week. She is amazing. She, look at the smile on my face. What about you? You know, she just brings joy to our hearts because of the way the Holy Spirit lives within her. Going on with this article that I was reading, it says, in fact, the single most important key to being an effective communicator is your love for people. You know, that goes for all of us, even at home. If we come across mean-spirited to our spouse or to our kids, or those of you in junior high or high school with your parents, it makes a difference as to who's going to listen to you. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, that wonderful chapter on agape love. It says, if I have not love, I have become a sounding brass or cymbal. Now, if you hear Will up here when he is banging on a cymbal, and you still hear after he finishes banging on that cymbal, he makes it into music. But without love, when we speak to one another, we just sound like a lot of hot air, a lot of noise. Noise that would do better elsewhere. So I've written down a prayer that I pray but I keep it written down so as not to ever forget it. I've only started doing this in recent times. But my prayer before I come up here is, Abba, I love these people so very much. And I thank you for the love that you've put in my heart concerning each of them. And I thank you that many of them love me. And Abba, I love you. And you love me. You love these people, and I love them. And there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. This is not an audience to be feared. This is a family to be loved. So Jesus, love these people through me. Because if I don't have love, I'm wasting my breath. So family, I hope you understand that even when the smile moves from my face, because I seem to be overly concerned about something of which the Lord has put on my heart, the smile may be gone, but the love is still there. And it always will be. Even till the time that he takes me away. So we're looking at seven rewards of praising God. This is intended to be another one of those messages that encourage us, build us up. So the first reward that we looked at last week is now filled in your notes, and it says, praise lifts our spirit. Praise lifts up our spirit. It puts happiness in our heart as well as joy. This past week, one of you saw your doctor, and prior to seeing your doctor, you'd been waiting with a little of angst in your heart because you thought that the doctor was going to speak to you about that cancer has come back. But the cancer had not come back. The doctor's report was what we would call a good one. But even had the doctor said, yes, it's come back, it would have been a good report. The Lord does not take us into his family and later into his kingdom because it's a punishment. He takes us because it's time. And he wants us not to remain here, but to have all of our questions now finally answered in his presence. To be with him where this place that we've only really heard about and read ever so very little concerning it in the scriptures. Praise lifts your spirit. We said that to each other aloud. The second thing that praise does for us by way of a reward when we give it to our wonderful Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is that praise helps you sense, excuse me, the Father's presence. There are times when I have felt like he's some 40, I don't know how many light years away, but he's way out there on the other side of the 40 billion galaxies that he has created. 40 billion plus, my goodness. But he hasn't gone anywhere. He hasn't moved. He has stayed right next to you the whole time. It is a matter. Oh, thank you, Tom. You're wonderful. I have four of those up here right now. I'm going to spend more time in the men's room if I start drinking all this. And you're saying, amen. Bodacious. But sensing our Heavenly Father's presence, what a joy it is. We looked at Scripture and we saw the Lord of hosts, the Lord of all the angels of heaven. There's so many angels in heaven that we can't count them. But the Lord of hosts we saw in Scripture, where he said to all of us who were here last week, and he says to you this morning the same thing in Psalm 46:7, Psalm 46:11. He says to you, I am with you. When was the last time that Abba lied to you? Thank you. Exactly. Never. Never. And Jesus told us in Matthew 28, verse 20, and behold, I am your Redeemer, your Savior, your brother. I am with you always. Not some of the time, not even most of the time. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Even to the end of eternity is what he's saying. In other words, he'll never leave us. He sent God the Holy Spirit, because God is spirit, to come and live within us, with our spirit, that we might sense his presence with us. So let's move on to the third reward that he offers us in our praising him. It's a wonderful blessing to move throughout the day sensing our Lord's presence with us and he lifting up our spirits. So this third reward, praise enlarges your perception of Jesus. It enlarges your discernment, your appreciation for him. So praise enlarges our perception of the Lord Jesus. Would you say that with me? Praise enlarges our perception of the Lord Jesus. The Bible tells us in Psalm 69, verse 30, David is the writer of this psalm. David has this wonderful, warm, unique relationship with our Heavenly Father. David is rich in relationship with him. And because of this richness of depth of relationship and being filled with the Holy Spirit, he says this to you and to me this morning. He says, I will praise the name of God with song. We sang four songs this morning, but the staff knows I hate our referring to these. We sang a song to the Lord. No, we sang musical prayers that are meaningful, not sweet songs that some like and some don't like. But this is musical prayers that release our heart to worship him, to lift him up in praise. David says, I will praise the name of God with song. I will praise Jehovah Jireh because he is my provider. I will praise Jehovah Ra'ah, because he is the Lord who heals me. I will praise Jehovah Rapha because he is, well, Jehovah Rapha is the one who heals me. I will praise Jehovah Ra'ah because he is my healer. I will praise Jehovah Shalom because he is my peace. That peace when I get the lousy doctor's report, when I'm told that my section at work is going to be laid off. He is Jehovah Shalom, my peace. And he is Jehovah Nisi, my victory. We are more than conquerors through him who strengthens us, as Paul told us in Romans chapter 8. So we will sing praise to the name of God with song and magnify him with thanksgiving. We lift him up in praise when you're on your way to work. And, oh, thank you, Lord. The traffic isn't as bad as it was yesterday. Yeah, it's a praise. Thank you, Lord, for the car I get to drive in. Thank you, Lord, that though maybe I can't afford the car anymore because of gas being almost $7 a gallon, I take the bus, and I can afford the bus. You praise the Lord when you get up. Excuse me. I have a faithful wife. She's still in bed, sound asleep, but I have a faithful wife. She's given me children who have given me grandchildren. And I praise the Lord for all of them. He has given me this opportunity to be a shepherd. He gave me the opportunity, and I praise him for sending me off to seminary and having to learn Greek and Hebrew. I praise the Lord for all these various things. So many of us take all those things for granted until maybe we lose one of them. You can spend your entire day praising him. You know, my boss is a mean motor scooter, but I have a job. And in a week or 2 weeks, I get a paycheck. And I'll be able to praise the Lord by giving him a significant offering from that paycheck and pay my bills that I didn't check with him when I made that bill. Psalm 147, verse 1. He says here, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. It's good to sing praises to our God. I feel badly at times when I've been in other churches and I am a people observer. And I watch so many people just stand there. If they're singing, I guess they're doing it in their heads, not with their mouths. And as I've talked with young people in churches, they see no need to sing praises to him because usually they don't know him. So why would I praise somebody I don't know? Praise the Lord, for he is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant. Wasn't it pleasant singing to him this morning? For it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. A song of praise is appropriate. A song of praise is proper, it's right, it's necessary. He deserves these things and so much more. When we look at something with a magnifying glass, it makes things bigger, right? My mom, in the last 10, 12 years of her life, she suffered with the beginning and then the completion of macular degeneration. And about halfway through it, she bought this computer. It looks like a computer, but it was a large magnifying machine. You could put a letter in front of the screen, and then it would take the little print and blow it up about this size. But then even eventually, that was taken from her as well. But praising helps us to magnify him. Look at just a thought. When Abba Father gets bigger, our problems get smaller. As you make him bigger in your life, then these challenges that come your way will get smaller as you get to know him. Either your problems will be big or Abba will be big. But here's the thing. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. I hope you'll make the choice to make him bigger in your life. It's back. Action step for this reward that is awaiting for all of you. Evaluate your gnosko time, your deep personal experience time with the Lord, this time of intimacy. Evaluate, be honest. Are you blessing him in spirit and in truth, remembering what was mentioned earlier, our Heavenly Father, he is spirit. That which lives in this chrysalis and animates it is spirit. It will one day be released from this getting older chrysalis. Are you blessing him in spirit and in truth? Consider purchasing a good theological book, and I would recommend this particular book. It's called Biblical Doctrines by Dr. John MacArthur and Dr. Richard Mayhew. Purchase a book like this and study all the Trinity's attributes. Then in your DPE time, tell him. Tell him about all these things that you have discovered about him. How amazing he is. And he will bless you. Learn that word bodacious again and tell him how bodacious he is. Praise helps us to see more clearly the Lord and what he's like. And that enhances his presence being with us throughout the day. And that, again, is going to lift up our spirits and make us happy and joyful. He is the God of wonders, as we sang just a little while ago to him. We are drenched in his love. As you sang those very words of praise to him. Reward number four, Praise reveals solutions we can't see. It reveals solutions we can't see. Would you say that with me? Praise reveals solutions we can't see. We all have issues in our lives. We have these issues that we just simply can't figure out. Given enough time, they tie us up in knots. In Psalm 73, verses 16 through 17, the psalmist by the name of Asaph. The context of the psalm is that the psalm is about the destiny of the wicked and of the righteous. And so he describes this kind of situation. He says, and I quote, "I've tried to understand all this, but it was too hard for me to see until I went to the temple of God. Then I understood what will happen to them." The temple of God is a metaphor in this psalm for coming into the living, warm, loving presence of God. It was through worshiping Him that the writer got this answer to his question. It was in the worship of Him. Now, as I worship corporately with you, I was trying to think through, when did He give me an answer that I was looking for in something previously, the week before or weeks before? And I couldn't think of anything, but I could remember that before COVID, it was my habit that once a month I would go out to this monastery and I would spend a 24-hour period in prayer. Now, I didn't spend the full 24 hours. I did sleep for a few hours. But I would read the scripture aloud, let Him speak into my own heart. I would sing, and I don't think anyone else in the other rooms heard me. Bad enough that Abba has to listen to me, but he's the one that made me make the noises I make joyfully in His presence. But I would spend that time reading the Word, letting Him speak to my heart, and then I would sing, and then I would just talk to Him. It's out in the high desert up in the foothills, and I would walk up into the hills when I could and just talk with Him. Just a marvelous time, and it would be during times like that or my short little getaways, my study break, and the Holy Spirit would drop, speak something from the scriptures into my finite little brain, the answer that I've been seeking. I encourage you to do similar things. Observation as you look at your notes and an action step. I've seen this over and over as a leader. When I have no idea what to do next at GHCC, Abba provides answers during my time in worship. As I'm thanking Him, the Spirit drops an idea into my brain, so to speak. So I want to encourage you. If we began the new year with a strong emphasis on our Gnosko time, our intimate time with the Lord, if you have still been waiting here 2.5 months into the new year, and for whatever reason, I ask you to honestly consider, what is that reason as to why you have not started your deep personal experience time with the Lord. Why don't you want to go into that time of warmth and to receive that special love that comes to you from your loving Lord? If you haven't begun that, why? Why? Do you really want to be with Jesus in heaven one day? I mean, honestly, all of you? And if you do, I hear a lot of yeses. But if you do, or you don't, let's go there. Then why would you want to go to heaven? Because you don't want to go to hell. That's not what a Christian is, someone who just doesn't want to go to hell. A Christian is someone who is a disciple of the Lord Jesus. And as a disciple, we sit and we learn at his feet, so to speak. And as we learn what he has to share with us individually, as we sit and we learn, then he expects us to go and do it. And he has taught all of us that he went before Abba and sat with him. Usually very, very early in the morning, before the sun comes up. He was an example to us in this wonderful love letter he left us as to what we might consider so that we will grow in him. And so our spouses will be touched and a very loving, special way because we're meeting with the Lord and we're loving him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and our strength. And we remember Jesus doing the very same thing with his Abba Father. And not only that, as our Lord and our Redeemer, one of the first things he taught us is that we are to love one another with that same kind of love. Well, we love him first, and then we love each other second with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. It makes such a wonderful difference to enter into a life that is filled with praise. Rewards that come from him. And you get to bless other people by having received these rewards. Jesus is not some invisible God way out there somewhere. You met with him in the morning. You thanked him for the apartment you live in. You thanked him for the home you live in. The places you made your home, whether it be a house or an apartment. You thank him. You thank him for the vehicle that you have to be able to go to work. You thank him for the work that he provided you because he gave you the brain and the skills to be able to do the work that is required of you. You thank him for that breath that you're taking because you would like to share the gospel with someone very special to you that you haven't had a chance to get to yet. It's a wonderful thing to be a child of God, to be able to figure out solutions when he lets you in on what the answer is because of the time spent with him. When you have every reason to be down, discouraged, but because of your relationship with him, he brings you encouragement. And he's the one that gives you that reason to have hope, that eternal hope, and to be optimistic no matter what it is that comes your way. to be that person who extends a helping hand when you see that someone needs help. Your life becomes a beautiful thing that people talk about and are so thrilled that they have this opportunity to know you, to work with you, to minister alongside you, to worship the Lord Jesus Christ here at GHCC with you. You are gifts one to another. And that's why he enjoys watching you grow in his grace and in his knowledge, and why he likes to reward you when he becomes more and more important to you. And he draws you nearer and nearer to him. Reward number 5. Praise helps us to remember that Father God has yet 3 more rewards he wants to give you if you'll come back next Sunday when we complete this short series. So why don't we praise him that Ron is finished? We can praise him that you now get to go and do something else that you can praise him for. Let's praise him together in prayer. Lord Jesus, we do praise you and thank you so very much. It is in these kinds of studies that our perceptions of you begin to grow. We get to know you more. We get to appreciate the depth of your attributes that include love and joy and peace and ever so patient with us. Thank you. Thank you so much for your desire to always be with us. Always. Never to leave our presence. I pray, Father, that in my case, and in anyone else's who might feel the same, that I'd like to get closer and closer to you. I'd like to sense you first thing in the morning. I'd like to sense you throughout the day. I'd like to fall asleep in your presence and know that the last things that I laid before you in conversation, in prayer, you are actually there and listening and might be doing something about it before I even awake. Thank you for coming alongside in the hardest times. Thank you for coming alongside and lifting up my spirit. Thank you for coming alongside my brothers and my sisters who have faced terrible things, awkward things, and you encouraged their hearts and you gave them reason to be optimistic, and they had joy in their hearts, and they were questioning, where does this come from? And it came from being in the presence, your presence, Lord Jesus. So may the people around us, when we find ourselves being discouraged about gasoline, being discouraged about the costs of food going up, find ourselves discouraged and hurting over the people of Ukraine, that you're with all of your children, wherever they may be. in war-torn Ukraine or in a well-protected country like the United States. Father, may we as your children may we mimic your Son in our homes and to the people around us, whoever they may be, and come alongside one another when we get trapped in our flesh and love on that person and help them become released from the flesh and find themselves walking in the Spirit and once again enjoying you. For we pray these things, all these things, in Jesus' name, amen.